This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello, people. It is the one and only Chubby Ray Live. My name is Ray Lytle, and welcome to the program. With me, as always, the one and only Mayor of Liverpool, England, Gully. And one of Springfield's most wanted, Vanilla Gorilla. Welcome, gentlemen. How are you? I'm doing pretty well, by the way.
I'm not too bad, thank you, Ray.
Wonderful.
Getting better all the time.
And what about Gorilla?
A fantastic Raymond.
You know, I noticed that Gorilla's actually, he has lights on in his camera today.
I actually had him on yesterday, and Debbie from Wisconsin said that it was giving her seizures.
Wait till you guys see Gorilla once I put his camera up. Wait till you get a look at that treat.
Hello, ladies. Hello, ladies.
Can they see Gully? You guys see Gully?
I don't see anything yet. I'm so far behind on the video.
Yeah,
we are on a big delay.
Let me tell you something. The problem is not ours.
It is poo stream.
My wife is sending me text messages saying, tell Bella to clean the messy... My wife's watching the show. And she says, tell Bella to clean that messy table. Which, by the way, it's all, you know...
Your stuff?
Yeah, it's all... Well, it's Bella's stuff. No. Did you hear that, Bella? Your mom is text messaging me, telling you to clean up that table. If you'll be looking in the background, you're going to see my daughter cleaning.
I love it. Like a good...
Yep, like a good child, man.
A good little soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Doing her business. She does a good job, I may hire her.
That's right. Doing her business. Taking care of it.
That's what you want. Well trained.
Oh, my God. How funny. So, welcome to the program. It is... The one and only Chubby Ray Live. It's great to be here on a... what is today? Oh, it's Wednesday, right?
Wednesday.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Which is good because I have a busy day today. I do this show, okay? Now, a lot of times I record the Dumb Media show right after, but I won't be doing that today. I'm doing this show, then I have to immediately go to band practice afterwards.
It's one time at band camp.
Yep. I'm very busy. A very busy person. The band will be playing. We'll be announcing our next dates very soon.
You, sir, are a busy beaver.
For the my band, Two Ton Baby.
There, I see Gully now.
We will be announcing. We'll be announcing dates very soon. And we are having. It's not us. I guess Ustream's having some bandwidth issues. So if you're having problems, all right. If you're having problems, by the way, my wife sent me a text message saying, or my wife sent me a chat room message saying, I can't use the chat room again. Of course, she sent me the message in the chat room.
Oops. Which,
I don't understand how she can't use it if she said, I don't know. anyway, if you're having problems with the bandwidth, and the problem is coming from, Ustream, it's not on our end, I think it's on their end, they're having some kind of issues. So, if for some reason you are having problems, and you still would like to use the chat room, then use the chat room, alright? But go to the front page of ChubbyRay.com, alright? Go to the front page of ChubbyRay.com, and then click where... you'll see to the right, you'll see a audio-only feed. Just click on the audio-only feed, and that way you'll at least hear the show if for some reason you lose it. And the same for anybody with a mobile phone. We talked about it. If you got a mobile phone, you can get the feed. Just click on it. If you have, like, an iPhone and you've got an app that plays audio feeds, the app will automatically kick in and take over. It's really cool. I set up mine and my wife's, and she was astounded by how it works. and it is very easy. I highly recommend a program called Pocket Tunes, and I'm not the only one. Gully also recommended it, but he also recommended another one as well. Gully, what was the other one you were telling people to get?
F-Stream, really good program.
F-Stream's another one that'll play it. And also there is, if you have there's one for, the Droid has several, BlackBerry, you know, all these, get your apps and then you can listen to the show that way. If for some reason you want to listen in your car or you're having video problems, you play it that way. We have, I'm looking immediately in the chat room today. I see user 87243 says, Ray, it's been a long time since I've listened, since I moved far, far away. Where is far, far? I don't know where far, far away is. But hello, 243. Thank you for tuning in.
You know, those are the planet Hoth.
Me love you long time, Ray.
He's on the planet Hoth. That's very good. Then also, we have, Dave wants to know where the audio only feed is. Go to chubbyray.com, Dave. Chubbyray.com. To the right, you'll see the audio feed. If on your iPhone, just go to, bring up your Safari browser. And just go to your Safari browser and bring it up. It'll work just fine. All right, so listen, there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on. Did you guys, for starters, you know, I'm a geek for stuff like this. Did you see the weird object that they saw, that NASA saw in space?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like a bird of prey.
Yes, well, cool. Yes,
I thought that, too. It is a Vulcan, or not a Vulcan, it is a Klingon bird of prey. Knock, knock, knock. That's what I thought it was, too.
Time to eat some worms and celebrate with blood wine.
It looks like something, you know, weird.
It's pretty freaky.
Do they have any explanation as to what the hell that is?
Next is the invasion.
That's HBJ's people coming back.
Have they given any, like, hypothesis as to what the hell that is?
Yeah, they said it might have been... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, go on. You're probably going to say the same thing I'm going to say anyway, so go on.
They said it might have been two asteroids colliding into each other.
Wow. It was very cool.
That's what they think, but they're not entirely sure, so that, you know, there is always a chance it could be E.T. coming to blow us up, probably.
Odd. I mean, really weird picture. It looks like a giant X, okay, falling toward Earth. Isn't that weird?
A little bit.
I'll look for the link and post it in the chat.
So they say it's not a... they say, actually, if you go to the Sun dot... the Sun newspaper has a pretty good picture of it up. I'll put that link in for people to see it. If you get a chance to see it, I mean, it is something else. It was first spotted early last month. So astronomers turned the Hubble telescope on it last week and got close-up images. They are saying it's an amazing UFO that has left scientists baffled. It is of a type never before seen. And it is orbiting in a satellite belt between Mars and Jupiter. Despite its tail, they have ruled out it being a comet, as there's no gas in its trail. They don't know what the hell it is.
No, they're not sure. They're really not sure.
They think it might be debris from a collision of two asteroids. But they don't know.
It's the end of the world, right? It's coming. It's coming.
2012.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wouldn't it be something if it did actually happen in 2012?
Best get something done now, then.
We would all die, but we would die thinking, man, those Mayans were friggin' smart. You know, it's very weird. Yeah, so. That's kind of weird, man. It's this giant thing just traveling out in space. Have they given us... They say it's... What are they saying? It is They say one of the most likely theories is it's a debris collision between two asteroids, which are likely to have smashed together at a speed of 15,000 kilometers an hour. What is that in real speed, like miles?
I don't know, but they said it's faster. It's like five times as fast as a bullet coming out of a shotgun.
Damn. Isn't that unbelievable?
A little bit.
And it's just out there in space circling. So that's kind of cool. If you get a chance to see this picture, check it out. It's on the Sun. Go to the Sun newspaper, thesun.co.uk. And then
such a lovely, trashy newspaper that is, Ray.
I know, but they do. I mean, but this is a great picture. I mean, I can't help the source that it's a tabloid that has it, but it's a real picture, you know. I'm just saying you can look at other pictures, but they really have the best one.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Hats off to Katie Couric, by the way.
And pants?
Yeah. Well, no. I wish it was pants off.
I'd like
Katie,
to.
Do you think Katie Couric's still hot?
I do her.
She used. I mean, she used to really be hot, but she's fairly hot now, still, right?
Yeah, I think Martha Stewart's hot, but that's
really. You think Martha Stewart's? What is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong. There is nothing sexier than a very, 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 very rich woman.
There's a certain allure to a woman with a load of cash.
Yeah, I mean, can you really be? I mean, look, Pat, she could, if she wanted to, she could get plastic surgery to fix her entire body.
Yeah, and who needs size zero when you've got many zeros in the bank?
Exactly.
Well, the reason I was going to talk about Katie Couric is this. This is what's going on. All right. And it's already happened to radio. And it's starting to happen on TV. Well, it started happening on regular shows on TV. Now it's the news. Katie Couric, you know, is the news anchor on CBS. Her contract is coming up. And there's a big article about how she was making $15 million a year to host this news. And that there's a rumor that CBS says, yes, we'd love to re-sign you. However, we're not going to re-sign you anywhere near what you're making now. If you want to keep the job, you're going to have to sign for like $7
million. Well, she's on 60 Minutes, right?
No. She hosts the CBS Evening News.
Aren't their ratings way down?
Yeah, they're the last place, you know, it's the last place news channel. So, you know, with her contract running out, the question becomes, does she want to continue on? You see, this seems to me like they could say, this seems like a smarter saving of money than what, say, NBC did with Leno and Conan O'Brien.
So what's she on now, though?
She does the CBS Evening News, and right now she makes $15 million. Okay?
Well, $7 million's nothing to be sniffed at.
No, of course it is not. It is not. However, if you're used to living on $15 million a year and you have that lifestyle, it's kind of a crunch.
I suppose you could go elsewhere.
This is the problem, though. Society puts a lot of pressure on you. And a lot your bosses just assume you won't do it. I'll give you an example. In 2005, I was making about $80 a year over at WQLZ. All right?
Mm-hmm.
My contract was running out. I was getting interest from some bigger cities. And rather than negotiate the contract, because they knew they weren't going to, I mean, they started seeing in 2005 that radio revenues were going to start falling. They knew they could not afford to pay me $80,000 guarantee anymore. And that was just a guarantee. Okay, but throughout the years with my success in contracts, every time a new contract came up, you kind of had to give me a raise, you know?
Right.
Because they couldn't say, well, we're going to give you the same. Because I started there, I think I started, my guarantee was under 50. But my bonus structure was so big that I made a bunch of money, and then My second contract, they upped it. They upped my guarantee. And then by my third contract, which was the final one I was on, my guarantee was huge and the bonus structure was cut down. Because one year they gave me this bonus structure of where I got so much percentage of intake for the money that they brought in and all this stuff that I was getting bonus checks of, like, I don't know, $3,000 every so many months. So they realized,
nice. Okay,
we got to get rid of the bonus thing, because if we don't get rid of the bonus thing, we're just going to, you know, it's going to cost too much money. I would be approaching 100. They didn't want to, they never want anybody in a market this size to approach six figures. And
of course not.
Because once that happens, because back then, if I did it, there were other people in town who would have to say they want it. And the other thing was, I was doing it, and Brian and Kelly were bringing a bunch of money on their station. And they always, I had a, I hope it's not still in existence, because I probably would have just broken it. Whoops. So I didn't think about it. But I had a confidentiality agreement in the contract, all right, that said we couldn't talk about it, okay?
All right.
And so anyway, what it was is I would, and I think the contract's over, so I shouldn't be held by that. But there was somebody else in town that said they had to be, they had to be one of the top paid people in the city or something, you know, in their agreement, which, by the way, is a pretty smart agreement. I don't want to say who I think it was, but, you know, but they, but somebody had a an agreement that said they had to be one of the top paid people in town. Okay.
Okay.
So they wanted to keep it quiet, because if somebody, you know, if somebody would have found out how much I was making, and they work at my place, and they say, wait a minute, Ray's making this, and I have a contract that guarantees that you pay me as one of the top whatevers, okay, well, then they could want more money. So they wanted to keep everything quiet. And I really hope I'm not violating it. If I'm violating anything, it was an accident, because I, you know.
Well, my question here is...
Because the same agreement allowed me to keep rights to all my shows as long as I did. So please, if I hope nobody at Midwest Family is offended by me announcing numbers, I won't do that anymore if I'm in violation. I apologize. Like they care. But anyway, so what they did is they negotiated to get a number that was just a straight guarantee, and then eliminate most of the bonuses, because the bonuses were getting too high. Now, by 2005, they were starting to see the writing on the wall. They knew 2007 that revenues were going to shrink. They also had the corporate structure. They had to start cash flowing so much money. So rather than, but this is what I find out later. I mean, this is what caused me to no longer, I would probably still be there to this day, okay? I would probably still be working on that station and everything if not for, there was a thing to where, if we would have sat down and actually said, hey, this is what's going on, they were afraid to go to me and say, hey, listen, we cannot afford to pay you that anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then they would have put it on me to decide to, because that way, if I would have left, it would have been my, they could have said, well, you know, we offered him this much and he wouldn't take it. You know, in negotiation, I'm just saying that they never offered me the chance to work for less money. They just assumed, and I found this out later, they just assumed he's not going to work for less. So in this contract negotiation, let's just let him leave. You know. Where,
wow.
I got to be honest, and I'll say this now, all these years later, you know, 4.5 years later. If they would have come at me with an offer, I mean, our intention was always to stay. We never really wanted to leave Springfield. If they would have come at me with an offer, the money was never the issue. The freedom was the issue. And they could offer me any money they wanted as long as they said, you have complete freedom over your show, I'd have taken the deal. I just want to say I just want to say that now, all these years later. So, getting back to why it came up, Katie Couric's in the same deal. It's almost like CBS is afraid to announce that they're going to offer her less money, because let's face it, they're not making the same amount of money, and they still have to cash flow the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Katie Couric is going to be in a situation to where she has to. And the other thing is, these are made public. You know, she has to either suffer the embarrassment. All right.
Mm-hmm.
She has to either suffer the embarrassment of saying, "Hey, I'm working for less money." Or she has to make an agreement that makes working for less money worth it. As I said, I would have signed a new contract had they said, listen, we're going to give you a new contract. You're going to get more vacation days, complete creative freedom over your show. You're going to have, you know, hiring and firing of your people. You're going to have the rights to do all that. You're going to have the rights to, you know, there's a few things. I'm not going to say what it would have been, but there's a few things that they could have given me permission to do that would have made me say, yeah, I'll work for less money if in exchange I get that. You know, Katie Couric has to do the same thing. You start thinking about, because like you said, Gully, $7 million is nothing to sneeze at. You could live on $7 million just fine.
Oh, yeah. You certainly could.
Especially when you're in last place.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, they could get one of these schlubs. They can get one of these schlubs hosting whatever, whoever the backup, I don't know who the backup news guy is, but I'm pretty sure you could put the backup news person on there. Give them $2 million. And they could finish in third place, too, just like Katie Couric.
Well, will she get better money anywhere else?
I don't think so. No, she's in last place.
Well, then, take the money. That's what she needs to do.
That's the other thing. She's in last place. When you're in last place, you... Hell, I'm living proof. I was in first place when I left.
Now, I had a question, right?
Yes.
No, I'm going to use this as an example. I'm just using the names as an example.
Well, always, go ahead.
All right, so let's say that Brian and Kelly had a deal that said they were the top-paid morning show in the city.
Right.
Okay? And let's say Sam Madonia has the same thing in his contract.
Right.
Okay? And then you make more than both of them, right?
Don't know what I make,
well, right,
then it's not public. That's why those contracts are bullshit, because nobody's contract's public. How are you supposed to prove it? If there's a legal agreement preventing people from admitting that's what they make, how can you prove it?
Well, I want to know how two people can have the same thing in their contract, though, because it would go back
and forth.
Because
it's a pride thing. That's a pride thing. It's like people get so caught up in being the top dog.
Well,
see, I never got caught up in being the top dog. I never wanted to be the most paid guy. And my wife can tell you this. Being the highest paid person for me, and I don't know if I was or not, but that was never my goal. The one thing that I negotiated and I got that I always felt proudest about was I negotiate, you know, like people say, you know, at one point they were making $1.5 million or what. I mean, they were making a ton of money on QLZ.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from my show.
Right.
And people are going, you know, you should have been taking at least like 10% at least. And I'm like, nah, you know, I didn't need to make six figures. But one thing I asked for, and Tom Kuschak right from the start was smart enough. He was the guy negotiating against me, and then Glenn Gardner later. Tom was smart enough to see, I'm going to get away with paying him less money if I give these concessions. And one of the concessions that we had was I had the rights to anything that I created or said. Okay, anything that I said over the air, I got to keep.
Okay. Well, what good does that do them, you know, to have that, you know, 5 or 10 years down the line?
But
for you, it's something. For
me,
them, what is it?
For them, it was just a matter of pride, so they can tell everybody in their life, well, I got a contract, which is I'm going to be blah, blah, blah. Which doesn't mean shit, because who in town is going to admit what they have? How are you going to prove that you weren't?
No, no, what I'm saying with the rights to all
your
material.
For me, it worked because, if you remember correctly, I would put out best of CDs.
Right, but what I mean is...
And I would sell the CDs. I would give a portion of the proceeds to whatever charity. Mm-hmm. And then I would pay for the CDs, and I would still walk away with enough money to be able to do to give bonuses to the people that worked for me. Like all the people on the show, I would give them at the end of the year, like a Christmas bonus. And the money would all be from the CDs. And that's what made these guys go out and bleed for me. You know, I mean, that was part of the reason that they were loyal and did those things. But also, it was an extra source of revenue. And then the other thing is, right now, I have thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of stuff. And at some point, if I feel like it, I can put out another. I was thinking of doing a DVD anthology of all the audio from the show. Put it out for so much money and make some money on it. Or if I ever decide to do downloads and sell them, I have the rights. They don't. So what if 5 years from now WQLZ decides that they want to go ahead, we're going to put this stuff out. Well, then they have to pay me.
That's fair enough.
That's why I negotiated in. I saw the future, and I wanted to have rights. Plus, the other thing was, say they want to, and listen, everything I did on the air wasn't good. I mean, there was some stuff I did that was really just, wow. I mean, poop on a stick. I mean, it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So say I went to go work somewhere else, and they wanted to tell everybody, boy, we're glad he's gone. What they could have very easily done was played bits of mine that were bad. Say, here's another WQLZ flashback, and play a bit of something that I did when I was there that sounded, maybe it sounded horrible. And people would listen to it and go, oh, boy, that just sounds terrible. That's not very good. You know, they can't do that because I own the rights to it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring up Mistress Caliandi, but...
But that's what I mean. Like, I can take all the stuff and I could throw away the crappy stuff. And, you know, which you know what I mean? Which just goes to reaffirm the legend. It kind of keeps people from... You know, whether I ever get back on FM again or not. And who knows where radio's going?
Mm-hmm. On a side note, I used to enjoy calling in.
It seems that more people are interested in doing this thing, you know.
On a side note, I used to like calling in and calling Mistress Caliandi everything but her real name all the time, like Mistress Karaoke and Calamari.
Listen, the
every
thing
time
with
I call up, it'd be something different.
Mistress Caliandi's, the last time I worked on FM, I was on WCBS radio. Which I don't even know if that's still a rock station. I don't know what they're doing these days over there. But Mistress Caliandi was this woman who would come in, and she would a tarot card reader.
Yep.
And it was brutal to listen to sometimes. But yet other times, you get somebody that might be brutal to listen to live, but then they end up robbing a bank.
Yes.
And all those tapes become priceless. By the way, Mistress Caliandi ended up robbing a bank. So
saving time as
now there's a bunch of audio of her on my show, and I have it all. I haven't gone through it, but she's in jail now for robbing a bank. I have all that audio. I've just never done anything with it.
Mistress Karaoke.
So you know, there's reasons you want to do it, and it's worth, I'll be honest, it is worth taking less money back then and having all my stuff now. It's worth it. It's very worth it. Because I sort of own my own legacy. God forbid, say I die and people are like, oh, wow, you know, there's going to be time when I first die that people will be sad about it. You know. And it'll be a good chance for my wife can take my stuff and say, you know, If you want to remember Ray, you could buy this. There'll be a little income for it. I mean, there's little reasons like that where you do it, you know.
Actually, you know, that might not be a bad idea to put some stuff together as, like, your legacy in case you do
that.
Oh,
yeah, I've been doing that for 2 years now. Just in case. In case I die, I have instructions. I even have the person picked out. I'm even putting in writing the person who I want to do a final mixdown of it and stuff, and then distribute it, and money goes to my wife and daughter, and blah, blah, blah. All
Sean Lent.
Oh, God, no.
He might die now, Sean.
No, and it's unresponsible. I can't give it to Sean. Are you crazy?
The way you go eats donuts. You
By the way,
worried.
Sean Belint last night, I was on Facebook at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I have been, I don't know if, anybody noticed this, but since we changed the name, we changed the name of the show. And in changing the name of the show, I had to change how the podcast is done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so with the podcast, I also changed where I house the podcasting. Because we're getting ready to put advertising on the show, I needed more analytic. I needed more, like, statistics, okay? I needed more, you know, proof of where the show's being distributed, blah, 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 all this stuff. I needed more paperwork stuff. Right. So I used a different person to house the podcast, to house the actual audio, and to run all the information about the statistics.
It's all about the numbers.
Yeah, so that I can go to advertisers and say, here you go, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I switched everything over. And then in doing so, iTunes, for some reason, can't find the show.
Stupid iTunes.
Right, so if you if you're having problems getting the show through iTunes, that's what's going on.
SteveJobs@Mac.com.
However, no, but however, however, there is a solution that I wanted to give you guys. And I'm saying this for the people, you know, the podcasting people, because I know a lot of people try to listen to the podcast tonight, in case they're listening to the video, or, you know, Pete, I'll tell you this. This is what you do. Go to ChubbyRay.com. On ChubbyRay.com, you'll see something that says podcast. Click on the podcast, get the podcast button. And first, there's a player there that plays all the old shows, all right? Right above it, it says, go to podcast.com and get the podcast here. If you click where it says here, all right, it takes you to a page from a website called podcast.com, which is one of the people that are running our feed, our podcast feed, okay? When you go there, you will see the Chubby Ray live page, all right? Click on Show Advanced, and you'll see something that says Add to iTunes. Click on that, and then it will automatically download to your iTunes, all right? And those of you that have your iPhones and iPods and want to get the show, it will automatically download for you. So there you go. That's how you do it. And I wanted to get that out there because I've gotten a couple of emails on it, and there you go. Or you could listen to old shows on the player that we got from Podcast Pickle, which is another place that houses podcasting.
Nice.
So I'm just trying. You notice I'm trying to take care of all this, you know.
One step at a time.
Yeah. By the way, Mercy in the chat room has figured out. She's doing the smart thing. People are saying they're having some audio buffer problems with the Ustream player. And like I said, the problem's not ours. It's Ustream. She's doing something smart. She says she's playing the audio through ChubbyRay.com. There's an audio-only feed. She's got the audio-only going, and then she's watching the video from the Ustream cam, so when it buffers, it doesn't bother her so much. That's actually a really good idea. For those of you that are checking the show live today, you might want to do that. All right? That's just my suggestion.
Yeah.
Yep. That will work.
All right, so anyway, I'm up last night on Facebook. It's like 2 in the morning. And I got up because I'm trying to figure out this iPhone or this iTunes crap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm transferring all of the stuff over to the new podcast provider. See, there's a lot of crap that goes involved in this. Everything is a pain in the ass. So I'm doing this. And meanwhile, I go on Facebook just to check something out. And Sean Balint starts chatting with me on Facebook. Sean starts, starts in saying, he goes, hey, I'm listening to the replay of you guys from this Monday. And I go, oh, great. Okay. So I continue going about my business. And then, right, you could tell at what part of the show Sean is listening to. Because every time he hears something new with my latest Ultimate Sean Balint story, he comments on it. And then Gorilla said something that made him angry.
What did I do? I don't know,
but he's sending things.
Well done.
He's sending things going, F Gorilla.
What did I do?
And then he said another thing going, Gully, shut up. I don't think he realized that it wasn't live. He was like, he was commenting in the chat, you know, in the Facebook chat about things he heard on the recorded show.
Poor Sean.
Yeah, so I don't think he realized that he was listening to a, you know.
What did I do now?
It's pretty funny. I don't know. I guess you said something about, I think when you said he was gay or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Whatever
you implied, he was offended. And then the other thing, he goes, I don't think a married guy who admits he would go have sex with someone on a booty call that isn't his wife should be commenting on my life.
As a matter of fact, I'm the person that should be commenting on his life. Because he should be living my life.
He should be, you're right.
I think we struck a nerve there, right?
Well, I'm just, you know, Gorilla doesn't look so different from Sean.
Yeah.
They're not so, they could be brothers. I mean, they're very similar in stature and look and everything.
And which is true.
Gorilla gets laid off.
It's hard to be me, right?
Except from his wife, because he's having marital issues.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And Sean.
Oops.
And Sean, of course, you know, can't. I mean, he just can't get laid. Or, as we were pointing out, he won't get laid. He's plenty of opportunities. He just won't do it.
He
was listening to the podcast and then commenting, you know, about what he was hearing.
So will he ever come on now?
I don't know if he never said if he was mad or what. He just...
So Sean's never going to speak to me again, though.
He was talking back to the recorded podcast. I don't think he, you know...
If he's got a problem with me, he needs to confront me directly.
That's what I said. I said, why don't you come on the show? I'm listening to it now. I said, yeah, that's the recorded show. I'm talking about come on the live show. You know, come on. Why don't you come on the? Why don't you come on the live show? Why are you? You know.
He won't do it, Ray.
Why is he? I don't understand why he's yelling at the.
Just like Linus won't come out of his coma.
Yes.
To call in, Sean will never call in either.
Yeah.
The coma that amazingly lets him sign into Skype every time we're on.
Do we know? How Linus is doing? We heard from poor Linus. Do we know how he's doing? Has he come out of the coma? For those who don't know, Linus used to be on our show. When we were doing nights, when it was breaking curfew, Linus was on the program. And then he quit rather than admit he was lying about something.
Hmm.
And then went into a coma.
Poor Linus.
Such a pity.
And... we pray for him. Usually during the show, we pray for him all that. We pray for him silently.
Oh, without mentioning him.
Yeah. I was going to start reciting the Lord's Prayer. I'm sorry.
But we haven't heard from him at all.
Our Linus, who art in heaven, midget be thy name.
Have you heard anything from him? Has anybody heard anything?
He blocked me on Skype.
Are you serious?
He hasn't blocked me from Skype.
So you tried to get hold of him, and he blocked you.
I tried to talk to him, and the last message I got was, F off!
He hasn't blocked me on Skype, but he hasn't sent me any messages either, so...
So he still, So he still refuses to admit he was lying, and he's still in a coma.
Yep.
Yep, comatosed.
Oh, well.
It's just magical Skype that keeps signing in every time.
Should we call him? I don't think he signed in now. Should we call him?
Yeah, call him.
Wait a minute. Do we lose? If we call him, do we lose? Or I mean,
call us also.
Because I don't know. Are we having? I mean, are we?
Do we need a seance to call him?
No, I'm just saying. Is this the type of thing? Like, is our battle with him? It doesn't have anything. Excuse me.
Why are we having a battle with him?
No. We're not having a battle with him. He's having a battle with us. This is what I'm saying.
It's a battle of nerves.
In his mind, I think in his mind, he's having some kind of war with us. But in his mind, is it a situation where if we call first, he wins or something?
Does it really matter?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't want him, you know.
What kind of victory? He's not going to, like, come up and stick a flag in your butt and not claim this and the name of White is.
But, Gorilla, are you arguing with him? Do you have anything against him?
I personally have nothing against the guy.
Gully, what about you?
No, I have no problem.
No, and me neither. I'm saying that the battle is in his head.
That's what I'm saying, too. But that's does it matter to you if he wins?
The battle is in his head.
I know. That's what I mean. But if in his head he thinks he's won, does that really matter to you?
Have any listeners talked to him or anything? Has anybody talked to him at all?
Does anyone know the whereabouts of him?
I don't know. I
don't know. He's always wanting to sue people. I know that.
So I'll sue you.
So if we all say that he won, would he come back? What do you think?
Well, I mean, do we want him back? Because there's the other issue. I'm just saying. All I wanted him to do was admit that he was lying and then move on. And I'd love to get back to Martha phone calls and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying that I don't know.
If he can awaken from his coma and call in, that would be handy.
He still has not joined his Facebook page, by the way.
He should.
217-883-4667. Linus, call in.
He should
be right on Skype.
He is on Skype. Gully just sent me a note saying he's on Skype right now. So should I try to get hold of him?
Yeah, call him.
Go on. Let's see what happens.
Let me see if I can find his thing.
We have to make sure that he doesn't swear, though.
Wait, if you're not seeing him, if Gully can see him online, but you can't, it means he blocked you too.
I can see him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you see that he's online?
That's green, so it's got to be online, right, Gully?
Right, because on mine it's blocked. I can't see if he's online.
It's because he blocked you.
Yeah, because apparently I'm such a devil.
No, you're the one that busted him out, is what happened. Remember, you're the one that
All I said was exactly what was written down in this guy.
But in his mind, I'm telling you, in his mind, in the war that he's having in his mind with us.
It's probably just with me, by the way.
You fired the first shot.
I fired no shots. I just, you asked me what happened. I was even, as I was saying it, I was like copy and pasting it to you in Skype.
Well, I am calling this person Linus in Skype. Now, this might not be our Linus because it's spelled different. It's not spelled like our Linus spells his name.
No.
Our Linus is L-I-E-N-U-S. This is L-I-N-U-S. So this might not be the same guy.
If he answers at all.
Yeah. And,
he didn't answer.
Let me hit the button. See.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if he can answer.
He just hung up on me twice.
What? Is that Linus?
Hello? It was. I think he's alive.
Hello?
Yeah.
Linus, is this you?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Feeling better, why?
So I don't hear the breathing apparatus in the background or the beeps from the life support machines.
All in your head.
I hope they haven't turned them off.
We need to get a sound effect.
Beep. The machine that goes ping.
Yeah, can we call you back after we get a sound effect? Beep, 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 beep. Linus, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Are you out of the hospital now, finally?
I've been out of the hospital for weeks. I was only in there for a day and a half.
So you were in the hospital?
You already know all this. I already talked to you about it.
I'm saying, were you in the hospital?
Yes. Okay. Matter of fact, I had to go back in about a week ago because they had to drain liquid from my left ear because it was putting pressure on my jaw.
What did that have? What did that have to do with?
It had to do with the accident.
Are you still going with? You're still.
It ruptured part of my eardrum, and they had to go ahead and basically drain liquid. They had to put a needle in. And had to go in for day surgery.
Are you still? You're still going with the accident.
Yep, still going with the accident.
All right. All righty. Well, we just wanted to see how you were doing. We hadn't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
We were hoping you weren't dead.
Right. Are you having a battle with us in your mind still?
No. The battle's been all in your mind.
How dare you? Battle's not
in
my mind.
Well, I mean, it has been.
Battle's not in my mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. Battle's in your mind.
Yep.
I don't see why you do. Why can't you just admit the accident thing and move on?
Why can't you admit that you tried to make a bit out of something, and when it turned out that it was the truth?
It wasn't the truth.
You can't go back on it.
It wasn't the truth.
It was the truth.
It was not.
And what's funny is, you know, you sat there and you're like, oh, well, you know, prove it to me. So then when I start to try to send you stuff
prove
to prove
it,
you start tearing up the evidence and saying, oh, well, this could have been this could... I'm not going to sit there and try to prove something. If you're just going to try to make a bit out of
everything. The only thing you tried to prove to me, the only thing you tried to prove to me was saying you were hit by some driver of a newspaper truck.
Yeah.
And I said, well, is it in the newspaper? And it wasn't in the newspaper.
I mean, do you want me to yell at the newspaper company
no.
and say, how dare you? How dare you not leave evidence? There's more
why
to the
don't
story
you
on the
sue,
reason why.
Why don't you sue the newspaper company?
I can't even talk about any of that stuff. We're already handling all that stuff, and there's more that came out of it, and I can't even talk about it.
I want to see lawsuit papers. Then I'll believe you. If you
I
actually,
don't wanna, I'm
if
not going to show
will
you
present,
anything, right?
If you will present your lawsuit papers, we'll actually believe you.
I don't want to even try. I don't care. You don't get that.
Mm. Yeah, we think you do.
Well, that's fine.
So, and this is like P Double is saying, the people want to know.
Well, I've already told
the people the people demand to know what's going on with you.
No, yeah, I don't think there's any people demanding
oh,
anything.
Oh, they're demanding.
Well,
have you seen the outpouring of people worried about you from your Facebook page?
No. I've taken almost everybody off my Facebook page.
There's a lot of love and concern out there for you.
Oh, well, yeah, he added me.
I didn't
he
add
did.
You.
He actually
yes, he did.
You
I noticed him.
I'll go through and take it off. Don't worry.
I noticed he took me off, but I'm not really that bothered, to be quite honest.
Who do you
I took a lot of people off.
Let me ask, who do you dislike the most?
Right now?
Who are you most angry at?
I think you.
Why
only
are you
because
most angry at me?
I can't be mad at Gully because he's like a parrot.
Right.
You know?
Okay,
Lana. It's not to be disrespectful. I don't mean a parrot as anything. I mean, you're there and you
I'm sure a parrot could come up with a better lie than getting crashed into by a newspaper truck.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
For a,
oh
my,
for
a
it was
start.
So
for
right,
a start, Linus.
Gully, let me ask you something. You know,
no,
the big problem
not,
I've always
not asking,
is that you don't take anything that Ray does seriously.
Not,
you want an right. open verbal chat room. That's what you want. You're not being professional at all. You're not trying to progress with Ray and try to move the show into a direction where it can actually make money. You're just happy being a fat drunk that sits there and just laughs and comes up with stories that all have to do with the subject. You realize Sean Valente and I laugh every time you're on there and we come up with our own jokes because you always have to have something relevant to what Ray's talking about. Ray could be talking about a rocket launch and you could be like, oh, you know what, Ray? My fuck. Sister and a dirty cunt one time. Look ahead.
This is the one. He, and by the way, can I point out this is the one he said he was mad at the least. He's mad at him. He's mad at him the least.
I'm not even upset at Gorilla. Okay? I'm really not upset. I told Gorilla, that's fine. You come on here. You go ahead. You talk to Ray. That's fine with me. When I first started your show, Ray, Gorilla was the first person to tell me, well, you want to watch out because he's, you know, some people that work for him will tell you he's kind of two-faced because of payments that they weren't received.
Don't cry, Linus.
God's sakes.
I'm just telling you. And I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, he goes ahead and makes a big deal out of something that really wasn't.
I've been friends with Gorilla since 2006.
It's kind of silly. I'm just telling you. I am just telling you, you know, the people want to know, so I'm letting the people know.
All right. So you're not mad at them. So you're not mad at them.
Not mad at me at all. In my fat drunk ways.
Because of the fact that I thought the direction that you wanted to go was to try to make the show bigger and actually, you know, do stuff with it.
Yes.
And it bothers me when, you know, everybody likes Joe, okay?
Right.
Everybody likes him, all right?
Yes.
He's good in small increments.
Hillbilly
Joe,
yes.
Okay. I've always told you, I enjoy when he's on there because I like it when he gets all upset and it's just, it's funny. It's almost exploiting him because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, why does somebody go see the Elephant Man? Why do people stop to watch a car wreck?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those people that you just want to watch because you want to see him just completely dispose of himself, you know? And, you know, other things, but when you bring him on and you talk about the same crap with him over and over instead of doing something new with him, it just it bothers me. It bothers me when, you know, it's just it feels like the same show every night. And I didn't even know you guys moved to afternoons.
Wait, you mean like when you and Joe would argue every time we called him?
Yeah, pretty much.
When I couldn't even get a word in edgewise because
the whole reason you brought him on was because you wanted that argument.
That's not necessarily true at all.
No, that's true.
I'll be honest with you, Linus. Your stick at the moment is just arguing with absolutely anyone
you can get
a chance to argue
you
with.
You do argue with
everyone. That's your opinion, Gully, I respect it. You can say whatever you want.
You become Hillbilly Joe to where you do argue with everybody, Linus.
Well, I think what it is it's people aren't willing to tell you the truth about things.
Right.
They're not willing to tell you if something's working, if something's not, because they want to, it's going to sound bad when I say this, but they want to suckle on the teat that is Ray.
Thank you.
And it bothers me that people are so worried and so want to just, you know, jump on the gravy train and shit like that, rather than tell you what's working to try to make something better.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's not grabbing the wheel or anything, but it's being, what was it Vicky told me? I'm backseat navigator. You know, holding the paper map or something like that. I forget what it is. It's just people need to be honest with you and not just keep saying, it was so awesome. It was so great. And then when you're not there, then, you know, go on blogs and stuff or talk in chat rooms and say, yeah, man, it fucking sucks. Same thing all the time, but whatever. It just, it bothers me.
Right. Well, everyone's doing that, I guess.
Well, not everybody.
So who's everybody?
There's nobody. It's him.
Everybody.
Everybody's Linus.
To be honest, I do say once a week for Joe is fine, and I've always said that.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Once a week with Joe. Anymore, and he drives me insane, so.
Well, I mean, not even once. Even if you did a bit a day. Even if you did a bit a day, like the Hillbilly Report or something, and he could give you a Hillbilly news update.
That's too much, Joe, for me.
But no, a simple five-minute update,
that's too much.
I think, would be hysterical.
You can't rely on him that long to actually do that.
That's why you preempt. That's why you record stuff. That's why you get stuff preempted.
Very
anyway.
I don't know. I
didn't know you guys had moved to afternoon. Went ahead, I listened to a few things, and it sounds, you know, fine to me.
Thank you. But I'm saying you were the one that has become, you know, the one trick pony of arguing with everybody. You have done this in the last couple months of the show. You argued with everybody.
Well, I mean, if that's how you're going to sell it, then fine.
You argued with Joe. You argued with Gully. You argued with Gorilla. You argued with the chat room. You argued with me.
Well?
I had a conversation with Sean about it. He says that you create... he says you were creating battles in... I'm just not going to get into it. But he says that you were... In your mind, I think that you sometimes feel that there are things going on that aren't.
No.
They're not.
I see, like I already told you.
I worry
I see
for you.
The way that I know in my heart, and I know what we talked about, you know, a couple months ago and stuff, the way that you want to go with the show, no. And then I see the way that it's going.
You,
and I see that
you argued
you know,
over
around you
the Hugh Jackman thing, which led to the imaginary accident and the hospitalization.
If
all
just
of these things, all of these. I mean, look at the progression. I mean, it's not very healthy.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not very mentally healthy. That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
Look at what started it. Something as ridiculous as the Hugh Jackman autobiography that didn't exist.
That does exist.
No, it didn't. It doesn't exist. It never existed.
Okay. I'm not going to... You want...
And then you got mad
fight.
At Gorilla because
the
he repeated...
Stuff.
Because he repeated what was said. And we're concerned for you because of your coma, because we thought you were comatose.
Yeah. Which lots of people told you that I weren't. And the fact that I even... talked to you several times even after I came out of the hospital.
We were very concerned for you, hospitalization.
Yes, I'm sure you were.
Well, we hope you're doing well.
Yep.
Give our best to the nurses.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure to join the Save Linus Facebook group. Facebook.
Yeah, it won't be happening.
Save Linus.
And could you pick me some alcohol up so I can get drunk,
yes.
Please?
But I will agree with you. Gully is a fat drunk.
Yes, I'm a fat drunk. I keep drinking every week. I'm always falling over drunk.
I will agree with you. He is a fat drunk. Absolutely.
Yep. nice.
Well, Linus, we wish you well.
Yep.
All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Linus. Oh, yeah, he's still, you see, he's still battling in his mind.
Tatty Bogle to him.
You know what I mean? In his mind, he's still having some kind of war with us.
I don't know where the fat drunk came from, though.
Well,
seriously.
Well, you're sort of a fat drunk. I mean, you know.
When was the last time I was drunk?
I know, you're fat, and you have been drunk, right? I mean.
Like March last year, I was drunk last.
Right. But I'm just saying, you are fat.
And I have been drunk, yeah, that's true.
You do drink.
Oh, well.
You know.
He did get rather animated.
Right.
And I was offered a little bit of
My favorite part is he goes, okay, the person I'm the least mad at is Gully. And then he proceeds to go insane yelling at you.
He's only an 8 at Gully. He's only a 9 with me. Ray, you're a 10.
I don't even want him to get started on Gorilla because, look, he's not even mad at Gully. And look at where that went.
You know what? He could be mad at me. What does it matter to me?
I don't. Listen, I just wanted to see if he was okay. And there are people that were asking about him. And
What does it matter to me if a man from Tampa is mad at me?
I am a fan of closure. I'm just saying that I wanted people to hear Linus's voice one more time.
I was hoping he'd come back.
And I know he gets very angry. I know he gets very angry at when I imply that the accident didn't happen, but I'm sorry. I don't believe it. I still do not believe it.
I don't care.
I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it when it happened. I don't believe it now. Does it affect me one bit? No. I don't believe it.
I don't care if it's true. I wouldn't apologize.
Yes.
Because there was a progression up to that point. There is cause for me to believe that it wasn't true.
Yes. And I don't think it's too much to ask for proof. He gets upset that we ask for proof, you know, of the accident. But I don't think it's too much to ask for to say, hey, can we have some proof of your accident, which seems a little far-fetched.
Well, I'd also like to say my brother in the chat says he's a fat drunk also.
Right.
So we're keeping it in the family.
Where's your mom?
She doesn't drink.
Oh, she's
not really overweight anymore. She used to be.
She's not a drinker?
She's at the bar, Ray.
Where is your
she's
mom?
At the bar. She's getting a carry-out from the bar for this later.
She's at the bar right now. Oh, she doesn't. I go, what about your mom? Well, she's not very fat. All right.
She's at the local off-license.
You're something else.
This is probably going to look bad on camera, but I'm going to take some Advil because you gave me a headache.
I noticed that you I was watching you in the camera. I was watching you in the camera, Gorilla. You were very, annoyed by Linus being on the show. I could tell.
I was just let him say what he was going to say.
Right, I could tell you look less comfortable when I talk about how your marriage is falling apart than you do when we had him on the air.
No, I have no problem with him being on the air.
Right.
I have no problem with him personally. I have no problem with anything that has to do with Linus.
Right.
He has some sort of issue against me for something that's not even my fault.
Right.
And as you may have guessed, Ray, I'm more than happy to go toe-to-toe with him about anything he cares to argue about.
And I'm willing to let him just run his mouth, because he digs his own grave.
I do love how he said that Gully is the one he wasn't mad at, and then proceeded to argue with Gully the entire time.
Super. It's what we want. It's all a discussion.
So, we have Lost started last night. Did anybody watch Lost? Do you watch Lost, Gorilla? I don't know if you watch Lost or not.
I do indeed. I saw it last night.
What, all right. So what the hell do you think's going on?
I think that it was a really crappy 2 hours.
Really?
Followed by 5 seconds of awesomeness.
What was the 5 seconds of awesomeness?
When Saeed popped straight up.
Really? I thought that was the weakest part of the show.
Really? I kind of figured what was going on. I figured it out last year, actually, that the guy that was supposedly John Locke was actually the creature.
Right, is the bad guy.
Right, and I figured out what it was all about last season, so I was ready for that. But my question was more of, what's going to happen to Saeed? I figured, what's her name? The one who was with Dharma, or not Dharma, with the others, and then she came over.
Kate?
No, the blonde-headed girl.
Not Kate. The one who died.
Right, but I thought she hit a nuclear bomb with a rock, but she survived.
Yeah, but she said, if you remember what she said it worked.
Yeah.
Last night. All right, so do you think, because if they're showing two different things. They're like, they're showing them on the plane like it landed.
Right.
And then they're showing what's going on if they stayed on the island or something. All right? I think that they somehow split reality.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what's going on too. But I wonder if it's only limited to their part of the universe.
What if I was thinking it would have been cool if Saeed would have popped up and said, what am I doing here? I was just in the airport.
And that may be the start of next week.
That would have been a great ending.
Yeah.
Because right now it looks like he's just Jacob. Like Jacob took over Saeed's body.
Well, Jacob's dead.
I know, but Saeed was also dead. Now Saeed's alive again, just like Locke was. Remember Locke died? And then the evil guy took over Locke's body? Maybe Jacob's going to take over Saeed's body.
For someone who's never watched it, this just sounds really bizarre, this program.
The thing that gets me, Gorilla, is remember when they were pulling Saeed out of the water? He made this sort of Christ-like pose.
Oh, yeah, when they pulled him out of the spring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Jacob's sort of the Christ figure.
Like the resurrection?
Yeah. I just wonder if that's what's going on.
So how has it got from a plane crash to people taking over people's bodies and Christ?
You've never watched Lost, Gully?
I've got the first 5 seasons to watch.
My God,
I'm going to start watching them.
It is a fantastic show.
I watched the first couple of the first season, and then
fantastic show. Listen, it would take 8 hours for me to explain everything that's happened.
I shall embark on watching it this weekend.
I highly recommend it. It's the best show ever, in my opinion, the best show that's ever been on television. I love it that much.
I want to give some advice to Gully on this. Gully, don't watch it yet. Wait till it's done and just watch it from start to finish.
Well, but yes. If he starts watching it now, Gorilla, if he starts watching it now, by the time he's done with the DVDs, this series will be long done. I mean, he's got 100 episodes to watch.
How many seasons is that?
They've done 5 seasons. They've done like 100 episodes or whatever.
I've got 5 seasons now, so.
Yeah. I watched all 5 seasons back to back. It took me about a week.
Yeah, so start watching them back to back to back to back to back. And then by the time you're done watching them, you'll have all of this season done. And you can just watch it, and you'll go from start to finish.
I do enjoy doing that, because I watched The Wire that way, and it was the best way to watch it.
That's how you do it, yeah. That's how I did. So that's how I've done Mad Men, Sons of Anarchy, all of these shows. You know, I got them all caught up right before like the season finales aired.
Cool.
And then watched it live, like Sons of Anarchy. That's how I watched Sons of Anarchy. I watched DC lent me the Blu-ray of season 1, and then I got through DVR on demand and downloading. I got all of season 2, and I finally caught up. The night before the finale aired, we watched the second to last episode.
That's one thing that I don't like about... I'll download stuff like 24, but I hate waiting a week. I hate waiting a week. A whole week to wait for something to happen.
It's like you'd rather watch them all in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But I'm also a pirate, so I'll never pay for them.
I'm sort of 24'd out.
The new shows are pretty good, actually. It's a change.
I don't know. Lost is still the show, though. So, Gorilla, you liked the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, just the last 5 seconds.
The last five seconds.
It was not confusing.
I think it's intentionally confusing for about the first 3 episodes.
Well, it wasn't confusing. It was just kind of cluttered.
Do you think it's alternate realities, or even because the thing that gets me is that Juliet said it worked. Tell Jack it worked.
But I don't know.
Maybe when they die, they enter their bodies in the other thing. I don't know.
It's very bizarre, by the sounds of it.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw it out. I wanted to see what you thought of it. Lost was pretty good though last night. We have news to do before the show ends. To get going, I told everybody about the podcasting, right?
Yeah.
Told everybody about the audio feed. I talked about Sean Balint being mad at you.
I've actually asked him on Facebook if he's upset with me, and he has neglected to answer me as of yet.
Yeah, he's upset.
I think he is.
You guys were saying he was gay.
I wasn't saying he was gay. I was
You're implying he might be a homosexual.
I was saying maybe he's got like a bromance crush on you.
Oh, that's right. You said he was in love with me. Not only did you say he was gay, you said he was in love with me.
Like a bromance crush love, right? Not gay. Like not like wants to use you as a pincushion.
Right.
That you're like he's like your soulmate, you know.
I only have room for one soulmate.
And, thank you,
and
Ray.
I'll tell you what, and she, and my soulmate is, I don't care what they're saying in Cosmopolitan, my soulmate is going to continue to wear the thong. Have you heard about this?
No.
Cosmo Magazine is declaring the thong is dead.
And that would be the reason why Cosmo's readers are about half to what they were a couple years ago.
You cannot be declaring the thong dead.
No, the thong is an excellent.
The hell, excellent. It's craziness. According to Cisco, you gotta let me see that thong, thong, thong. No, but
thong, 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 thong,
thong, thong, thong, thong. Here we go. This is Cosmopolitan is declaring that the thong is dead. They say that boy shorts accentuate the curves of your butt, giving the illusion of a Kardashian-style keister. Who wants a big ass like that?
I can't lie. I'm a big fan of the boy shorts, too.
My wife looks great in a thong. I don't care what Cosmopolitan says. My wife still looks fantastic in a thong. I want her wearing a thong.
See, now you're letting all our coworkers know, Ray.
Well, I don't want to. I just don't want. She doesn't own any boy. Maybe she should buy some boy shorts. Maybe we're missing out, but.
Try it. It's all about experimentation.
Yeah, I'm just
really?
Saying that I don't. The thong is definitely not dead. But I'm going to tell you something. My fear is when Cosmo starts saying that the thong is dead, what happens if they stop selling the thong?
You know, it was a feminist that wrote that article. It has to be.
Yeah, somebody who hates the thong, right?
Definitely. A grisly looking man girl.
Or it's some woman with like a, you know, 72-inch ass going, the thong is dead, the thong is dead.
Some girl who's got a hairy ass.
Absolutely. Some hairy ass. Some hairy ass fat girl that don't like the thong. I don't get it. And they say that the thong is dead. And what happens when the stores also say the thong is dead and they stop selling them?
You should stock up now, right?
You know, that's what I mean.
They still sell granny panties. You're not going to get rid of the thong.
At some point, though, what's going to happen? You know, what is going to happen? What happens when my wife says, I went to go buy thongs today, and they're not selling them.
You should bring your own line of thongs out then. You'll never run out.
Good Lord. You got to have the thong.
Yeah.
So my fear is they're going to stop making it. So remind me next at some point either tomorrow or next week. I want to call. Some underwear makers. Or maybe Victoria's Secret and make sure they do continue to sell the thong. Because I'm very concerned about this.
I'm concerned myself.
In fact, we should call Victoria's Secret now. Hold on.
We should call Barack Obama.
We need to know.
We need to call the president.
We need stimulus money for the thong.
Yes. We need to make sure the thong doesn't go away.
That's right. We need some tarp money for the thong.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Long live the thong.
Hold on. I got to know. Let me call the Victoria's Secret. So I'm very concerned.
I can't believe that this is. Why would an editor let this go out? In their magazine.
Because there's some fat, hairy-ass editor.
Yeah, it's blasphemy. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
It's asphemy.
It's asphemy. Not blasphemy, it's asphemy. You're right, Billy. Mm-hmm. You're very funny for a fat drunk.
Yeah. With my one-liners and alcoholism.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret at White Oaks Mall. Our store hours are Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Please press 1 for directions to the store or stay on the line, and an associate will be with you shortly.
Let me talk to an associate. That's what I want. I want to talk to an associate.
They should be in the
one
know.
One moment, please.
This is the Victoria's Secret, like 10 minutes from my house.
Tell them you're going on a panty raid.
Panty raid!
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. Who is this?
This is Danielle.
Hey, Danielle. How you doing? My name is Ray Lytle, and I do a radio show, and I'm very concerned about something.
You're very concerned about something?
Yes, I'm very, very concerned that the thong is going away.
The thong?
Yes. Cosmopolitan Magazine, in their February issue, says that the thong is dead. And I'm very concerned that places like Victoria's Secret are going to stop selling the thong.
I don't think we will stop selling the thong.
Are you currently sell thongs?
Yes. Wait, are you from the radio station?
Yeah. Well, now I'm on the internet. I used to be on a radio station.
Okay.
I'm just on the internet now.
If I'm going to be broadcast, actually, company policy, I cannot.
Can I just ask you one question? Can I ask you one question? Because we're not on the radio.
Okay.
It's internet. It's not radio. Just one question. Do you sell more thongs or boy shorts right now?
It's mostly a mixture.
Really? But the thong isn't going away, right?
No.
You're still selling enough of them to where you aren't going to get rid of them?
No, we won't.
And new shipments of thongs continue to come in?
Yes.
And you personally, thong or boy shorts?
I'm not going to answer that question. I'm sorry. Right. I'm actually going to go. Sorry.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye, Daniel.
She got really embarrassed
very
quickly.
She sounded very scared. Boy, she got really scared, didn't she?
It was like we were going to come round and inspect.
Yeah. I'm not going to go and ask you to show me. I just want you to answer the question.
We'll send Nibble and Joe to go inspect.
She's very scared.
With his professional camera.
Company policy, but well, you're just broken, honey. I don't know what to tell you.
Who else sells underwear?
You know what? You just broke it, so you might as well have fun with it.
That's right.
You broke policy. You know what? Lean back. Enjoy. Enjoy the call.
What's yep.
wrong with you? Who else sells?
There's nobody from Victoria's Secret in here.
Yeah. Come on. You really think the corporate Victoria's Secret people are listening to this internet show?
You should call them back, Ray, and I'll tell them I'm from corporate.
Yep. I'm from corporate Victoria's Secret. Did you just talk to a radio station on the internet? Who else sells lingerie? Like, what other places we got besides Victoria's Secret?
Deja Vu sells lingerie.
Well, of course they're going to sell the thong. Come on, it's Deja Vu. Right?
I don't know. I don't actually go out looking for lingerie, so I don't know who sells it.
You don't go out looking for lingerie?
No.
What's wrong
sorry.
With you?
I help my girlfriend pick, but I don't obviously know the names of who makes them.
There's like Deb Sell It or something. Fashion Bug.
Target and Walmart still sell the thongs, I think, right?
Are you gonna call somebody at Walmart going, hey, you guys sell the thongs there at Walmart?
You got size triple X, you got size 5X thongs? How big a thong you guys got over there? Who else would have a lingerie department? By the way, that's listener Sean from Kansas again. That's the noise.
Thank you, Sean.
Hello, listener Sean.
He's out buying lingerie.
Right. Hello, Sean.
What do I do?
Nothing. We heard noise. We knew that. We figured it was you calling. Whenever we hear a noisy phone, we know it's listener Sean from Kansas.
He should at least be man on the street or something.
He should. Sean, are you in Kansas? Are you anywhere near a lingerie store?
It's about 3 miles.
Yeah. Because we want to go into a lingerie store and make sure the thong isn't going anywhere. I don't know who else was. I'm very concerned about this.
Does like Amber Crombie or somebody like that?
Listen, you don't understand the way that women work. You know, if one thing, if somebody like Cosmo says this, it will make a big difference. I'm serious. Yeah. It makes a huge difference. I mean, have you ever seen some of these ridiculous clothes that women wear? Because one person wears it on the catwalk?
Oh, God. Isn't that how the Che articles got started?
Did you see, they wore this thing, it looked like it looked like denim overalls, okay? Except the pant leg cut off right underneath the knee. You know what I'm talking about?
What are they, waiters?
Women wore this outfit. It looked like overalls, except the pants sort of flared out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were all flared out below the knee. And the waist of the overall things was like right underneath their tits.
Mm.
Okay?
That just doesn't sound appealing.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I've ever seen something
and
like
they
that.
Had horrible camel toe. It was the worst looking one of the worst looking outfits that any woman has ever worn. And yet all these women were wearing them a couple of years ago. Because somebody wore them at Fashion Week.
Oh, I know who sells thongs.
Oh.
Old Navy.
Old Navy does that thong underwear?
I'm pretty sure they sell thongs.
To check that out. So I'm just saying that women will dress ridiculous. They really will. I mean, they will dress ridiculous if they're told to.
It's all in the name of fashion.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And it would be one thing about fashion, women who are supposedly fashionable, they just know how to copy each other.
Yeah, but
I'm serious.
Yeah, but the thing is,
the women who are truly original and make up their own things, you know, other women frown upon them.
The thing is, though, that there is always that element where they like to please the men, and men prefer thongs. They're not going to drop the thongs.
I don't know.
There would be outcry. There would be outcry.
I worry about it. I'm very worried about it. I don't want the thong to go. I like the thong.
It's legitimate to worry about it.
I don't want the thong to go away. And I'm right now. You said Old Navy.
I'm pretty sure Old Navy sells them.
I am on the Old Navy website, okay?
Okay.
I'm on the Old Navy website, and I'm looking at underwear.
Mm-hmm.
So I do sell underwear?
Yes.
Okay.
And guess what they don't sell?
They don't sell thongs.
They don't have the thong.
You got to call them a complaint, Rick. Go, I have a customer complaint.
I'm looking online, and all I see are full women's bikini underwear. I don't see any thongs on Old Navy's website. I think that Old Navy has given up on the thong. And this really bothers me.
Damn you, Cosmo.
See, this is what I'm saying. This is step one. This is step one to us losing the thong. It's very bothersome to me that this is going on. Let me go to women. Oh, no wonder I'm on girls. Okay, forget it. Oh, hold on.
Oh.
I was somehow I was on girls.
I don't know 8-year olds wearing thongs now.
Girls.
I've actually found
Here we go. Oh, now I feel better. Hold on, I'm going to it says panties. I should have known. All right.
I've found women's St. Patrick's Day print thongs.
All right. No. Oh, there we go. Okay, they have them. Yes. Old Navy has thongs. Actually, they're very nice thongs.
I don't like the St. Patrick's Day one.
Yeah, the St. Patrick's Day is kind of weird.
Yeah.
You got something against the Irish,
don't you? I like the polka-dotted one on their website. Okay, so now I have found... Thank God. Boy, I was really scared there for a moment. Whew.
Although, for some reason, sandals have come up in the thong search.
Well, I don't know.
I don't want to put them between your butt cheeks.
Gully, are you looking at the Old Navy website? Are you looking at the underwear?
I am actually looking at the underwear, yes.
Three times as many hipster and boy shorts as they have thongs.
It's getting outnumbered.
Yeah, the thong is really outnumbered.
That's not on.
But the good news is they do have thongs, thank God. Okay, I was very worried.
Where's Jen when you need her? We need a thong model.
Yeah. But even Jen, you know, even Big D's wife, Jen, she was, you know, the last few times we played the
there was a lot.
Game, there's a lack of thongs. It seemed to be a lot of portions. I'm looking now at their women's plus sizes. I'm hoping they don't have thongs here. Hold on, let me go.
Oh, I'm sure.
Let me go to the Old Navy plus size section.
You should go to like...
No, they have the thongs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The plus size has plenty of thongs. They also have
anti-ass crackers.
Yeah, they have anti-ass crackers.
Yeah. Are you going to get that out from between them cheeks?
Well, hopefully the thong won't go anywhere. I'm very concerned about the loss of the thong.
No, I wouldn't want to see that go.
I wonder if they sell them like at the dollar store.
I wish.
I bet you they chafe the dollar ones, though.
I gotta be honest.
Down here.
I am sort of thinking that. I'm sort of thinking that it wouldn't be a bad idea to just like stock up on these things. You know, God forbid.
Like you said, Ray, you should make your own.
It's kind of like, you know when they announced that Eggos were going to be... Remember when they announced, remember Gorilla? They said Eggos, they were running out of Eggos. What did we do? We ran out and got Eggos and stored them in the freezer.
You know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is the thong is going to die at all the major stores.
Right.
And then you're going to be able to find them at Big Lots, five for a buck.
Right.
So maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Yep. I'm very concerned. So that's why I'm going to go out and buy a bunch and just kind of store them, you know. So just a
truck full would be enough, just in case.
Yeah.
Because then you could buy different sizes, and if these do start running out, the prices are going to go enormous on eBay.
Yeah. Want to make sure we're covered with the thong, you know.
You would be like the thong king.
Yeah.
Come 5 years' time, you would have all the thongs.
I'll be in the alley selling thongs out of my trunk. Yo, baby, what you need? They look around and make sure no one's looking at them. I need a thong. You need a thong? A thong. I'll set you up, baby. No problem.
Think of the markup on the $5 thong.
I'm going to give you a dime bag of thongs.
You know, I have like two bins. It'll be new for the women, used for the men.
Yeah. Trade in your dirty ones, girl.
That's right.
I'm going to sell them to the Japanese.
Wear and sniff.
Yeah.
Department.
All right, we're running out of time. We got to hurry up and get to the news, ladies and gentlemen. So there you go. We have covered the thong. And we have broken Victoria's Secret company policy. Oh, my God. What horrible people we are. Here is a Gorilla with your news.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Gorilla. Hit me up.
Our top story tonight comes from New Zealand. An anonymous 19-year-old student named Unigirl sells her virginity online.
What?
$32,000.
What?
Yes.
Really?
A girl selling her virginity.
And she sold it for $32,000 to raise tuition money.
She sold it.
Yes.
What does she look like?
There was no picture. There's no picture. I can't. They actually have the website.
Where did she sell it? Give everybody the website. What is the website name?
It's www.co.nz. And I went to the website to try and find this, but I couldn't find it anywhere. However, as I was flipping through it, looking for things to, you know, things you can buy,
right.
They have different categories like jobs, vehicles, property,
right.
Personal finance. One of their categories is drugs.
This is the New Zealand version of Craigslist.
Yes, probably.
Right? It is New Zealand Craigslist.
There was a woman in the U.S. that actually sold her virginity online as well. And she got like $3.2 million.
No way.
Way.
She must have been hot.
I cannot think of anything that I'm more disinterested in.
Yeah, it's kind of like new, used, it's just a car.
Yeah, I don't get it. You want to know what I remember about girls who were virgins?
That they didn't do it very well?
Right, that they weren't very good. That's what I remember. I remember that they weren't good. They weren't very... It wasn't a very entertaining time.
First time.
I got to be honest. When I was younger, the ones that knew what they were doing were a hell of a lot more fun than the ones who had never done it before.
Yep.
I'm just saying, I know what I liked, and the experienced ones were a little more, you know, fun.
Uh-huh.
$32,000. Crazy.
Yeah. And that, like I said, that's kind of a deal, apparently.
Who bought it?
It doesn't say that either.
Maybe she was ugly.
She said that she had more than 1,200 bids, though.
What kind of perverts are bidding for this?
I'd have bid on it.
You?
I'd have thrown down at least $10.
Yeah, what if you won?
For $10, I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'd do.
You'd go for it.
I'd at least pay the $10 right. bucks. That's not sure it's worth the flight money.
Very bizarre.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
This is the latest girl selling her virginity happened in New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah. I want to know how many 19-year-old
right,
virgins.
It did happen here in the United States, though, too.
Yeah.
How old was she?
19.
In New Zealand?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's a lie, though. I mean, how many 19-year-old virgins are there, really?
Well, maybe she's faster than her brothers. We don't know. We know these crazy people. You know how they are over there.
Yep.
Listener Dennis is saying, is she a documented virgin? What do you mean documented?
They actually, they give you, like the girl that did it here in the U.S.
Right.
Before payment was received, she actually had to go to a doctor to be confirmed that she was a virgin.
Wait a minute, did she actually go through with it? I mean, did she get the money and did we ever a follow-up to that story?
No, there was never a follow-up to it.
The girl who sold it, her name was Natalie Dillon.
Yeah.
She was a 22-year-old girl in the United States. I just found the story. Natalie Dillon sold her virginity. She's very attractive.
And she was pretty smoking.
She's from San Diego, California. And the price hit $3.7 million.
Wow.
And the feds tried to stop her. But when she was smart, she conducted the transaction through Nevada's Bunny Ranch brothel. Boy, that's smart.
Yeah.
What a smart thing to do.
3.7 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
For like 10 minutes, half an hour? At the moment.
I don't know. Who's got that
3.7, I'm getting
it. What kind of sicko has that much money laying around?
He's probably Japanese.
Yeah, but if you got that much money, I mean, seriously, if you have that much money, do you really need to buy a virgin? If you have that much money, you should be able to get women whenever you want it. Women who know what they're doing.
Yeah, but I mean, it's probably just like the status symbol. You're like, I bought a virgin.
Good Lord.
Who's that going to appeal to, though? That's just weird. It's just weird.
The whole thing is just insane. Why would you want to bid? Why would you bid on that?
I would do it just to say I won the bid.
You know,
if
I was a single guy and I met a girl
mm-hmm.
who ends up telling me, I'm a virgin, this is my first time, I think I'd leave.
If I met one like that,
because
I would ruin her for life.
Because I'm serious. I wouldn't want her first experience to be so awful. I would say, you know what? Go out and find somebody else. Get a more memorable thing. You know, you don't want big fat old me and 5 minutes. You know, get something memorable. What the hell do you want to waste this on? Why would you want to waste this on someone like me? Go find a few other guys and then get hold of me.
So what's the lowest you'd do it for, Ray?
What do you mean?
If you were a girl, you know, what would you charge?
What do you mean if I was a girl?
If you was a girl and you was a virgin.
If I was a woman, I'd never. This is ridiculous.
So $2 million wouldn't be enough?
I would beat my daughter with a pipe.
No, I mean you. I mean if you was a girl.
Well,
and
I'm not a girl and...
No, but would $2 million be enough?
I was very fortunate. I did not have to sell my virginity. I know plenty of guys that, you know.
They were willing to take it to you for free?
Yes. I was very fortunate.
Fortunate. You really just stopped in the middle of sentences.
I didn't have to sell my virginity. I gladly gave it away. But I know some guys. I know some guys that gladly would have paid to give theirs away. They would have paid someone to take their virginity. Hell, still know some guys that would pay to have their virginity taken away.
Maybe the guy that bought Natalie's virginity was a virgin himself.
Very odd. Who's got $3.7 million?
Someone stupid, obviously.
Yeah, some pervert. Hillbilly Joe shows up. Yeah, I wrote a check here with a pencil. Just go ahead and cash it when we're done. Could you imagine if, like, the check bounces or something?
Yeah, that
if you're that, how angry would you be if you're that girl?
At 3.7, it's probably wire transfer.
The guy bangs her and then declares bankruptcy. Oh, sorry. Sucker!
It's on an overpay, pal, and withheld the payment.
Yeah, you said you wanted to get screwed, bitch. You want to get screwed? I screwed you. Oh, God. How funny.
Nice.
Oh, God, that's great. All right, let's get another story. We're running really behind.
A Chinese girl, age 9.
Uh-huh.
Becomes one of the world's youngest mothers after giving birth to a baby boy.
There's no way this is true.
Whoa.
This is not true. This has got to be from a tabloid, right?
It's from Mail Online.
This is like Bat Boy. This cannot be a true story.
Why can't it be a true story?
I'm just... It's impossible.
It's not impossible?
I don't even think they have ovaries at 9 years old.
Yes, they're born with ovaries.
Well,
right?
I don't think they have. I mean, I don't think they have what it takes to get pregnant at 9 years old.
Actually, most girls will become it's between 8 and 11 now. I think is the new age.
Oh, that's ridiculous! That is not happening.
That's weird.
That is not happening.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, no, they're not. That's too young.
So you think it's a lie?
Yeah, I just don't believe it. I think she's probably older, and they're lying about her age.
The youngest reported mother in the world.
I thought it was like a 12-year-old. Wasn't it a 12-year-old?
A 5-year-old named Lena Menina.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
She gave birth to a 6-year-old son.
A 6-year-old?
In 1939. a 6-pound son.
Okay.
That would be just weird.
Now that is something.
That would be in Ripley's Believe It or Not if that happened.
There was another Peruvian girl, age 8, gave birth to a 4-pound, 4-ounce girl in 2006.
Wow.
You know, what kind of sick... I hope somebody's getting arrested for this.
Well, what if the father's only like 10?
Wait until he's old enough, then arrest him?
No. They're not 10. These are perverts. It's a rape.
Yeah, it said this one that the father was arrested... But they let him go because they said that there was no evidence that he had done anything inappropriate.
This is insane. I mean, that's insane. They have to be stopped. This is disgusting. This is sickening. It really is.
Well, I've got one younger.
What, with you? Right now?
No.
No,
I found one younger online on Ripley's.
What did Ripley say?
I thought you were grooming or something.
But you're admitting you have somebody in your truck.
Yeah.
Ray, I got one in the crawl space right now.
She puts the lotion in the basket.
1939 and May 14th. A 5-year-old, 8-month-old gave birth to a kid. I'm trying to find out what sex it is.
No, that's just disgusting.
It was a son named Gerardo.
That's disgusting.
That really is.
That's what Gorilla just said. That's the girl from Peru, right?
Yeah, actually, three of these are all from Peru. That are all the youngest ones.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. It's a sickening country, that Peru. A lot of weird stuff going on down there.
That's very bizarre.
You want to get away from this one, Ray?
Yes, please. Let's do one more story and we'll leave because I got to go to band practice.
Oh, well, you got one more story. I'll give you this one instead.
Okay.
Two teens suspended on Riverside over Facebook video.
Uh-oh.
Yes, two 16-year-old boys faced 10-day suspension from a Riverside Brookfield High School after a video on Facebook showed them handling guns and making gang slogans.
Wait a minute. They put a video up of themselves breaking the law.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's breaking the law, actually, handling a gun and making a gang slogan. I don't think that's actually against the law. Mm. I mean, how many gangsters do you know are on Facebook?
I didn't think there were many.
It's like Snoop Dogg. That's the only one.
Yeah, I mean... But maybe, I don't know, maybe that's the new thing. I, I, I assumed that MySpace would be the place they hung out.
Yeah, definitely.
That seems more like a MySpace thing. Although, I got to tell you, though, Twitter, you know, you could probably get away with some stuff on Twitter. Because the immediacy of Twitter, and it goes through Twitter, it doesn't, if you're trying to hide your text messaging, you know, like you don't want to, if you don't want to text someone directly, you could make a Twitter account and then block it, make it private.
Yeah,
and have somebody else have a private Twitter account, and if they forward their Twitters to their phones and you forward yours to yours, you could text people you're not supposed to text, basically, through Twitter.
Is this a personal experience?
No, I'm just saying that if you wanted to do drug deals and stuff, that's a way to get around it. So I don't know if the authorities ever looked at this, but I'm just saying that is something that could happen.
That and BlackBerry Messenger as well. That's what they use now.
Imagine you're having an affair with somebody and you don't want your spouse to find out and they look at the bill. Well, all they would see is the number to Twitter. You go, I was just updating my Twitter status. You know what I mean? You could get away with it that way, too. I'm just saying that there's a lot of... For every little cool bit that we're getting, you know, same with Facebook. Like, you could be sending it to Facebook and it would be privately going to somebody. For every bit of this social networking that's really cool, you've got to remember, there's also... ways to use it for no good.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much anything that can be used for good can also be used for no good. You know?
Yep.
I'm just saying, that's a way to do it. And the cops or your spouse or whatever, if you're up to no good, nobody would ever know who you're texting because that's how you can use Twitter. All it would look like is that you're texting Twitter.
The best cons are always right in front of your face.
Yeah, and that's right there. So if you think about it, yeah, they could get... Now, I would not put it on a video that everybody could see on Facebook. That's just retarded. I mean...
No, that's too much.
Yeah, you gotta be. You know, you have to be smart enough to use the new media the proper way.
Very true.
And one more story before we get out of here, Gorilla, or one more thing. What do you got?
I got Newfoundland, St. John's, Newfoundland, the premier, Danny Williams. He's going to undergo heart surgery later this week.
Really?
Yeah, you know, they got the Canadian healthcare system where everything's free.
Yeah.
He's going to come to the United States.
Well, yeah, that's where the specialists are.
Well, I'm sure they have specialists in Canada, too, but apparently he doesn't trust them enough. Well, so, he's going to come to the United States.
But the best doctors in the world live in the United States.
Well, not all of them.
Sure they do. They come from India. They move here.
They come from India.
Come on. Everybody knows. But come on, people go from Europe to come here to go to... the United States for health for specialized surgery.
Doctors are paid well over there.
But you know what? But it's got more to do. No, it's got a lot to do with research grants. We give out more research grants, and our patent laws are better. For example, if you're a foreign doctor and you invent some new valve or something, you want to be in the United States because the copyright laws here would allow you to incorporate yourself or create a company, and you'd get more money for your product here because, let's face it, our healthcare is a scam to where these people make way too much money. So you're going to make the most amount of money here. So people could say, oh, the United States has the best doctors because their healthcare is screwed up. Yeah, I guess we have the best doctors because we charge the most, so they're going to make the most money. But... Mm-hmm. If we charge the same as anywhere else they can get it, they'd also live here because there's just more crap to do in the United States.
There's Disney World.
Right.
Who doesn't want to go there?
Yeah, no. This is not going to convince me of my healthcare argument. Our healthcare needs to be more like Canada's.
Oh, by the way, they mentioned a couple other names in that story.
Yes.
Wrong one. I was reading, actually, two of them.
All right.
There was another one where it was talking about other countries that have socialized health care where their leaders have gone to other countries.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I was saying earlier, like, people from Europe will come over.
Castro went to Spain.
Yes. And I guess France has really good health care, too. I mean, I guess France's health care is top-notch. Oui, oui. And Switzerland is where, isn't there where people go to get the transgender or to get the sex changes? Yeah. Right?
I'm sure we have a couple people in the United States that can do that.
Well,
too.
Yeah, but I think like that somewhere out there, Sweden or Switzerland or somewhere they're really good. Although, I don't know. I mean, hell, they just put you out in the cold, it shrivels up and falls off. They don't even have to cut it off.
Just tie it in a knot.
Yeah, just tie it in a knot. It falls right off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Well, listen, what can I say? It is, we're late. Time to leave. Oh, and by the way, our prayers go to Linus, who's still in a coma. I heard after being on our show today, he went back. He relapsed. He's back in the coma.
Mr. Ray Lytle.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, he's already brain dead. Right.
Thank God he's here in the United States. Without good health care. We should send him to Guatemala. Get Guatemalan health care.
Just send us the kid.
I'll send him to Haiti. Send him to Haiti. All right, listen, we want to thank Linus for being on. We want to thank the girl from Victoria's Secret. We want to thank all of you for tuning in. And thank you for listening. We're back again tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. with another edition of Chubby Ray Live. Goodbye, everybody. So long.
Good night, chickadees.